On the line with us, we have President of the UFC, Dana White. Now, out of all the Ultimate Fighters, because you've done how many series now? Nine?
I've got nine. Yeah, we just did. We've got, we just did season eight.
Just did season eight.
It feels like nine.
You're getting ready. You're getting ready for season nine.
Yes, exactly.
Now, out of all eight seasons so far, I mean, because like that last season eight, when you brought 32 fighters in and you were like, okay, guess what? You're not all staying in the house. Only half of you. You got to fight your way in. I mean, that was a twist. But out of all the fighters that you've dealt with on the Ultimate Fighter reality show, which ones are your just personal favorites?
Of all the guys I've dealt with?
Out of all the guys that you've brought in.
Well, as far as coaches go, my favorite coach season was BJ Penn and Jens Pulver.
That was a good one.
Those two were so nutty. That whole season was crazy. And then as far as guys I've brought in, I mean, there's been so many different guys. I mean, Chris Lieben was interesting in season one. Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner, after having that, you know, they had that amazing fight at the end of season one. Mac Danzig was a fun guy to deal with. There were a lot of guys. I mean, we've had a lot of guys on the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you also got, like, Nate Diaz, and, I mean, you know.
Oh, Nate Diaz was awesome, too.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. I love the fact that you're actually giving props to the 55-pounders, you know?
Yeah, Diaz was awesome.
Now, going back to the Ultimate Fighter number one, Forrest Griffin, I mean, you know, could you have predicted it from seeing where he's at now to where he was then when you first saw him?
It's amazing. It's amazing. What a lot of people don't realize is, Forrest actually was going to retire. He wasn't going to fight anymore.
Wow.
And we actually talked him into staying and fighting in the show in season one. And now look at him. He's the light heavyweight champion.
Jeez, it is quite an amazing tale that he's weaved there. I mean, all the way from, you know, like you said, coming out of an almost retirement. But now, of course, the last fight with Rampage being in the news. Any thoughts on that whole situation?
Any thoughts?
Well, I'm sure you got plenty of thoughts. Anything you can go on record saying?
I think it sucks. But honestly, when it happened, it made no sense to me. I've known him for a long time, and I couldn't figure it out. It was making no sense to me. I jumped on a plane. I flew over there. I was actually at the Orange County Jail before he was.
Wow.
And then once he got out and I talked to him, it made a lot more sense to me. He's dealing with some things right now, and it's not drugs. They tested him for drugs. He wasn't on drugs or anything like that. They put him back in the hospital now yesterday, and he's dealing with some mental issues right now.
Wow. Well, of course, completely out of character for him, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is something that nobody could have seen. Dana, thank you so much for spending the time with us. And again, Saturday night, it's going to be free on Spike. But you got to check out the websites. You definitely got to go check it out. UFC.com?
Yep.
You rock. Thank you so much, Dana, for being on the program. Hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks for the support. I appreciate it, guys.